Panthers Radio Association with Zionomics, joined by defenceman Archie Hazeldine. Archie, the team on a whole are on a good run. It must be a great place to be around the room at the moment.
So just got back and the team's on a great run. So four games into a win streak, so we're just going to try and keep it going. It's good around here at the minute.
You know Corey, don't you? Well, he's been part of your development. How good is it working with him now regularly on a professional level?
It's amazing. I sort of knew him growing up. He was Logan's dad, but he helped me a lot with just little things growing up. We used to do sessions on a Wednesday night, either here or on a fake ice pad close to here. So he's helped me massively growing up, and then now to work with him professionally is pretty good.
Yeah, you know, what how much can someone like him, obviously someone that you've seen, you know, throughout your career, you know, your friends of the family, how much of an influence, I guess, as I'm trying to say, has he been on your career?
He's worked with me a lot, so he's always got time for me. So he comes home, and so like when he's worked away, he comes home in summer and he works with us all summer just on power skating or little things to improve our game. We're only just trying to get our legs moving in the summer just to get ready for the season, and he's always trying to help. So it's just good. It's just good for us all.
Just moving on to the next few weeks, the festive period, it's always a busy time with the Panthers, as sold-out crowds against Sheffield, Coventry and the Glasgow game have got huge crowds. Just explain what your thoughts are about, you know, you've played in front of big crowds, but to play in front of the Christmas crowds, how much are you looking forward to that?
I can't wait. I can remember coming to them as a kid, and the atmosphere in there is amazing. So hopefully we get the same on the 26th and the 31st against Coventry and Sheffield.
Just want to move on to, with your GB hat on, you've come back with a silver medal from the under-20 World Championship Division 2 Group A. That's great, but is there anything in the camp that thinks it perhaps should have been more?
We all wished it was gold. I mean, we had one or two bad periods, I think, whilst we was out of there, and it just cost us massively. But it's the way that tournament is. You can't let it slip, or you just end up coming home disappointed. But it was a good, on a whole, it was a good trip, but I think we all know we could have got more in that Croatia game.
Just personally, you got given an A as part of the captaincy team. How much of an honour was that for you to wear a letter for Great Britain?
Yeah, it's good, but you can't let it change who you are. If you're a leader, you just lead by doing the same things what you did before they gave you a letter, so then you don't come across in the wrong way to anyone else. So yeah, it was good to get a letter, but it didn't change how I was in the room.
Brilliant. Thanks for joining us, Archie.
No problem.